Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Every year, the horse people at Rideau-Carlton Raceway put together what they call a Night of Champions. You get to see the best of all worlds, young upcoming drivers and more established drivers, and two good things happen. Number one, the proceeds from the night go to a good charity, and number two, you see something you don't see very often at harness racing these days, I'm afraid, big crowds. We'll talk about that on this edition of Trot Radio. With me on the other end of my line is John McMillan, otherwise known as Johnny Mac in these parts, a very successful trainer. He's a director with the National Capital Region Harness Horse Association and all-around good guy. John, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks a lot, Norm. First-time caller. Great to be with you.
First-time caller. Okay, round of applause. This is a great event. I remember when the Night of Champions was just sort of a trial balloon that the NCRHHA put out there. I think it was in 2006. It certainly has grown from there.
It sure has, Norm. And as far as I'm concerned, whether you go to Rideau-Carlton once a year, every night we race, or somewhere in the middle, this is definitely the premier event if you're anywhere in the Ottawa Valley for horse racing. It started out small, but it's been absolutely phenomenal, the success we've had with it.
One thing about the NCRA, these guys know how to throw a shindig. The past three nights in the years that we've had it, it's been a packed house, hasn't it, John?
Absolutely, and it's a thrill to see the crowds like we used to have years ago when we all first started. And to hear the roar of the crowd cheering their favorite horses and drivers on coming off that last turn, it sure is good to get that back.
Oh, it is. And you know, it's really, it is kind of funny but cool in a way. When you bring out the young bucks, the young drivers, they've got their own, forgive me for saying this, they got their own track bunnies. I think it's great. They've got their own track bunnies. I've never seen that. That's marvelous. Tell our listeners how the whole format works. You've got the driving challenge with the young guns vying for the Colville Cup.
Yes, we've got the, instead of having a driver's tournament where we feature all the drivers that have already made it in this game, we decided to try to give the youngsters a little shot in the arm. This is a terribly difficult place to break in as a catch driver. There's 55 drivers here on a nightly basis. So we've actually gone all across Ontario and into the United States in order to find young drivers that have just got their license and have had less than 4 lifetime wins or less than 100 drives. So it's a bunch of rookies. It's the biggest driving night of their life to this point. Mm-hmm. And that's for the Colville Cup, named in honor of Darrell Colville, the winningest driver of all time at Rideau-Carlton.
And that's not all. You've got other great races planned and some rich purses, I understand.
We're definitely going to have an invitation trot and an invitation pace that night featuring the 9 winningest drivers of all time at Rideau-Carlton.
Nice.
And in addition to that, we have a number of memorial races for some of the builders at Rideau-Carlton, who are no longer with us, past horsemen and so on. Mm-hmm. And as well, we have some Future Stars event, and these are for non-licensed drivers, and they're always a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, they are, and you can see the excitement as they cross the line. Of course, they're keeping a line in each hand, but once the race is over, you can see the fist pumping, and it's just so exciting to see. Now, what really exemplifies the kind of heart that horse people have is this aspect of the evening, and good on the NCRA for doing this. But for the past 3 years, the beneficiary of this night has been the Shepherds of Good Hope. They are again this year, I understand. How much money have you raised for that organization?
We're shooting for between $10,000 and $12,000 again this year.
Wow.
We get a lot of support from the local community, racing and other. Percy Elkins, one of my owners, has been a big supporter from KML Foods, and he always flies down for the event.
Nice.
And he's a big part of it as well. And we got a big treat for everybody this year, as you know, Norm, Frank Salive.
Yeah, the godfather.
Greatest driver in harness racing history.
Announcer. He'd love to be a driver, trust me, but you know, he's a goalie at heart. But anyway.
For sure.
Yeah, so Frank Salive is going to be here, and you and I are going to be hosting the night trackside. We're going to be on the full simulcast network, so that's going to be exciting. And it's just so well attended. It's a really first-class night, isn't it?
Yes, it has been tremendous so far, and we're hoping to get another huge crowd again this year. Hope for great weather, and it's going to be a thrill to hear Frank calling all the horses that we're used to hearing night in, night out at Rideau-Carlton.
Yeah.
To see Frank back in Ontario, and specifically Rideau-Carlton, is going to be a big treat for not only yourself and myself as announcers, but all the fans and horse people alike.
Loose on the lead. I'm looking forward to hearing that expression, along with a few others. So the whole thing takes place on Sunday, August 1st, correct?
Correct.
And first post is 6:30. You and I will be trackside. The Godfather, Frank Salive, will be up in the booth. We're going to have invitation races. You've upped the purses, too, I understand. The invitations are going for what, $20,000?
I believe it's $20,000. Also, for the fans, we've got Colville Cup hats. Daryl will be signing those. And Daryl Colville bobblehead dolls this year.
Nice. Well, it's always a great time. I look forward to taking part. And as always, the NCRHHA shows their class. This night is just exemplary of what they do throughout the year. Johnny McMillan, thanks so much for being on Trot Radio. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot, Norm. I look forward to working with you and Frank on August 1st.
Got it. Bye-bye now.